We are learning Masechtas Pesachim, Daf Chof Tes Amar Aleph, and we are starting the bottom line of Chof Ches Amar Beis. We learned in the Mishnah that chametz of a goy, a non-Jew, Shavla of Pesach, is mutter bahana after Pesach, and Yisrael is also bahana because it says lo yir lecha sa'ar. That's what the Mishnah says, and we had three shittas in the Braisa about chametz on Pesach and Rabbi Issa Hana, Issa Achila. Rabbi Yehuda holds there's an Issa Hana and Issa Achila from after the sixth hour Erev Pesach and the whole Pesach, and after Pesach also there's an Issa Achila and Issa Hana any chametz of Allah by Pesach. Rabbi Shimon holds there's only Issa on Pesach, Issa Achila and Issa Hana on Pesach. Erev Pesach might be Issa Achila also, no Issa Hana, and after Pesach it's Mutal Gamri. Rabbi Issa Lili holds that it's never Asa Hana, even on Pesach it's not Asa Bahana. Even on Pesach is not also enough. It's basically the Shita. So Shaila is, which one of these Tanayim is our Mishnah? So Zakta Gemara, Baram Chachesam and Beis. Moni Mastisim. I Rabbi Yehuda, if it's going to come to Rabbi Yehuda, then Chametz Tama Kama, I filled an offer. Rabbi Yehuda said, any Chametz has a lav after Pesach. He had three Pesachim, and teaches us that any Chametz is also after Pesach, even a Goy is Chametz. So then why is our Mishnah saying that Chametz from a Goy is Mutter? Be Rabbi Shimon, if it's going to go to Rabbi Shimon, the Yisrael not Mishka Shari. According to Rabbi Shimon, even the Yisrael's Chametz is Mutta after Pesach. So what's the problem? Mishka says it's also. Be Rabbi Yisrael Glili, I feel Teich's Mani not Mishka Shari. Even on Pesach is Mutta Manal, Kavachem after Pesach. So what is going on over here? Which Tana is our Mishka? I feel Teich's Mani not Mishka Shari, Vana, it's Mutta Manal, Be Rabbi Yisrael Glili. So what's Pshat not Mishka? So we're going to have two Pshatim, Rav Acha Yaakov and Rava's Pshat. I'm Rav Acha Yaakov. Lo ilam Rabbi Yehuda. Really, it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. That means the according to Rabbi Yehuda is Issa HaAchila, Issa Hana from after the sixth hour, the entire Pesach and Chametz Avla Pesach also. The question was, why is a Goy's Chametz Mutter then? If Chametz is also, why is a Goy's Chametz Mutter? But Yalef Saar Da Achila Masar De Riya. We learn out the Saar of Achila, where it says they not allowed to eat Chametz. So you learn it out from Sa'ar Deriyah. Ma Sa'ar Deriyah Shalacha Iyat Arayah Vat Arayah Shalachayim Shalgabayah. The halacha is, Gabriel, Lo Yirah Ba Yirah Ba Yamatzah, having Chametz in possession, if it belongs to someone else, belongs to a guy, or if it belongs to a Hektish, the halacha is Yirat Chayiv. So, Af Sa'ar Da'achila Shalacha Iyat Arayah Vat Arayah Shalachayim. Same thing when it comes to the Issa Achila on Chametz. It's only your own Chametz you can't eat. But you're allowed to eat someone else's Chametz, Shalachem Shal Gavoya and Hekdesh Chametz. Hekdesh Chametz you can't eat anyway because Issa Hana, we're allowed to eat a Goy's Chametz. We didn't with the Boyle Mister Philip Achila Nami Shari. It should have said that after Pesach, you're allowed to eat Chametz from a Goy. Since it said by Yisrael Osa Bahana, so I know he said also Lashon of Mutter Bahana, I didn't say Achila. We didn't with the Boyle Mister Philip Achila Nami Mutter Bahana. It should have said even on Pesach, a Goy's Chametz is Mutter Bahana. But I did the Tani did the Israel, Lachas Mani. Since the Israel is talking about after Zman, Tanami the Archel, Lachas Mani. The voice says by Nachri also, Lachas Mani, talking about after Pesach. So, like this, according to Rabbi Yaakov, it sounds like it, like this, that all the Surim that we said by Chametz, is Achil Tzadah, is only by a Yiz Chametz, by a Goy's Chametz, is Mutta Bachila Mutta Bana. And Rashi Taka learns like that. Rashi says, it's a fourth wild line Rashi, Mutta Chemtze Shal Nachri Af Ba Achila. Vafilo Pesach, even on Pesach, Menatar, at least it says Menatar, so Menatar is also, but according to Rashi, it's mutter to eat chametz of a non-Jew on Pesach. Mutter to eat chametz. Tosfos asks on this pshat of Rashi, because he says, first of all, it's impossible, it doesn't become yours. It becomes yours when you pick it up to eat it. But we chayev achrayi, so it's anyway chayev al tzedet. So other achrayim answer Rashi, so you stuck it straight into his throat, maybe that's the case. He didn't want to coin it. But Maaseh Tosfos argues and says, no, having is the chametz mutter b'achila. It means mutter b'hana, not mutter b'achila. Only means mutter b'hana. So it's because Rashi and Tosfos learned. But there is a shita of Acha b'Yaakov, according to Rashi, that holds that chametz mutter to eat in the Torah if it's chametz. What?
You should
show some
before Pesach itself.
Oh, Goy's chametz?
Yeah.
Not according to Tosfos. According to Rashi, I don't know what will be there about him. According to Tosfos, not. Tosfos holds is not, this is only for hana, this whole heter that we're giving. Not for Achila, but according to Rashi, Min HaTorah maybe, I don't know if the Rabbanon also, maybe the Rabbanon will be also anyway, but yeah, Min HaTorah will be Mutter, I don't know if this is Erev Pesach or not. But upon him, we'll see anyway, Rav Acha Yaakov himself was Chayzer from his own Pshat, so it's not Halakha L'mayseh, the Gashayla, but that's how to learn the Gemara, Mechagas Rashi and Tosfos. So that's Pshat number one in our Mishnah. Rav Yaakov Pshat in our Mishnah. Let's go and point to Rav Yehuda. The question was, Rav Yehuda says Stam that Chometz of a Pesach is also. It sounds like even of a Goy. And Rav Yaakov is saying, no, Rav Yehuda is masking by Chometz of a Goy that all these Isurim don't include a Goy. Because just like by Re'iyah, it's not by a Goy's Chometz. Same thing by Achil also, it's not a Goy's Chometz. And according to Tosfos, by Hanah, it's not the Goy's Chometz. Akvon, that's Rav Yaakov Pshat in our Mishnah. Rav Amar Lo'olam Rav Shimoni. Really, it's going to Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon holds there's an Isser Ahna Isser Achila only on Pesach itself, but after Pesach, before Pesach, there's no Isser Ahna. So what's the Pshat? Why does it say in our Mishnah that Chometz of Al Pesach of a Goy is Mutter and Yisrael is Mutter is Aser? Why should Yisrael be Aser? Rav Amar Lo'olam Rav Shimoni. Rav Shimon Knosa Konis. Rav Shimon Knas. Hoyl va'ova aleha by Rabbi Matzah. Ein chenam in the raisa. There's no issa hana on chametz shava aleha Pesach. But Rav Shimon Eknas, someone who had chametz and was over by Rabbi Matzah, his chametz now is also to have hana from after Pesach. That's the chiddush of this halacha. That there's an issa about if someone's over issa by Rabbi Matzah, is issa b'hana, is also b'hana after Pesach. So Gemara says, if you look at the Mishnah sounds a little bit like Rava because the Mishnah says that. So Yisrael also bahana shenema v'lo yira lecha sa'or. So it sounds very much that the pshat is why it's also is because the knas he was over by yira. Bishlam l'rava haynu tayin shal Yisrael also mishum shenema lo yira because when it's, that's the reason why it's also. Rav Acha b'Yaakov, why is it also Yisrael? Because there's an iser hana iser achila for the three lo yechals. That's iser hana iser achila. If I care, you have to know why guys mutter. That's the Gemara should say. Ella, the Rav Acha b'Yaakov, Mishum lo yach. That's the Mishnah say. Ella, Rav Acha b'Yaakov, Mishum lo yach. Chametz mebayalei. The issue is last lo yach. Chametz not last lo yira. So our answer is misavres asefikai. That it says Mishum lo yira lecha. Is that going on the sefer that Yisrael is mutter? Areishikai is going on the din that is going on the sefer that Yisrael is aser. Areishikai is going on the din of that the goy is mutter. V'achkama chametz shel nachrish avlav haPesach mutter b'hana. A chometz of a goy that went over Pesach is mutter after Pesach b'hana. Mishum shenema lo yira lecha shelcha yet aroya avet aroya shelachem v'shel gevaya. Because it says in the pasuk lo yira lecha dafka your own chometz, but a goy's chometz you'll have to see, or hekdesh chometz you'll have to see, you'll have to have in your possession. V'yalev sa'ar da achila masar da ria. You learn that sa'ar da achila masar da ria. So if you have Acha b'Yaakov, the Mishnah is saying taka why a chometz of a non-Jew is mutter. You know why it's mutter? Because lo yira lecha, lo yira lecha says shelcha at the rav at the rav shel acherim. That's the makar taka that it's mutter for a guy to eat, for a Yisrael to eat or have anah from a guy's chametz. And according to Rava, it's saying that it's going on the reason for the knas. So since the Yisrael was over by yira, therefore there's a knas on a Yisrael on chametz of la pesach. So that's machlokes Rava and Rachab Yaakov. But also tamayu, we have the same machlokes. On a different oifen, Rav Rava and Rachav Yaakov, it's the same reasoning like this. The Itmar, ha'oichel sa'ar or chametz shal nachrish avla pesach. What happens if someone goes ahead and eats chametz shal avla pesach of a nachrish, divrei Rav Yehuda? Divrei Rav Yehuda. Rav Amar loike. Rav Acha Yaakov Amar einoi loike. Rav Amar loike lo yalef Rav Yehuda. So this is going according to Rav Yehuda, not according to our Mishnah, remember. So according to Rav Yehuda, he holds the Isser Achil and Isser Hanah before Pesach, on Pesach, and after Pesach. So according to Rava, Rava doesn't have his drasha of learning Sa'ar da Achila, mis Sa'ar da Ria. So according to Rava, according to Rav Yehuda, there's an Isser da Raisa on Isser Hanah, even on Chometz of a Goy. Masha Inkein, according to Rav Acha B'Yaakov, he has a drasha of Lo Yira Lecha, to learn at Shalacha at the Raya, and learn at the Achila. So that's machlokes here. Rav Amaleika, Rav Acham Yaakov Amaleika, Rav Amaleika lo yaf Rav Yehuda sa'ar da achila masar da riyah. And therefore, if you're Rav Yehuda, you are chayiv malkus if someone eats chametz shav la pesach of a goy according to Rav Yehuda, you get malkus. Rav Acham Yaakov Amaleika, yaf sa'ar da achila masar da riyah. Because there's really a machlokes. Rav Acham Yaakov had learned Rav Yehuda, and that translates in how to learn up our Mishnah if it's going according to Rav Yehuda or not. But the Gemara says, the Meister of Acha, when approved, Rav Acha b'Yaakov was chayzer from his pshat in our Mishnah. Because we're going to have here a brisa, which is a machlokes, and there's going to be five pshatim to explain the machlokes in this brisa. And one of the pshatim is the beer of Acha b'Yakov's pshat, which is actually the fourth pshat. And fi that pshat, it comes out that he was chayzer. We see he was chayzer. So let's see the brayso. V'hod be'y Rav Acha b'Yakov mahi. The time into the brayso. Ha'oichel chametz shel hektish b'moyit. Someone eats chametz of hektish on Pesach. Ma'al. There's a me'ilah. Me'ilah is that if you nana for something from hektish, there's a me'ilah. Me'ilah means you bring a carbon osham, you pay a keren and chaymish. Here, it's on Pesach. Now, technically, ketaina that the chametz of hektish on Pesach is not worth much. It's on Pesach. So, shalos, you have me'ilah or not. So, the first man, the Yom Nebrai, says ma'al. V'yesh oimim loy ma'al. Man yesh oimim. So, according to the first pshat in the Brayis, according to Rabbi Yechanan, the reason why your moil is like this: since after Pesach the chametz will be mutar bahana, so hektish is chametz mutar bahana after Pesach. So it comes out. Let's say we're going according to Rabbi Shimon. Let's say that holds that after Pesach things are mutar bahana. So the loch is dava gerim lemamoin kamamin dami. Dava gerim lemamoin is kamamin dami. And here, since you're eating it up now, it's not going to be available after Pesach, so you cause the loss of hektish. That's what happened. You cause the loss of hektish. Loss to hektish. So going to Rav Shimon, the chametz after Pesach mutar. The only time you make a gzeira for Rav Shimon, only by Yisrael, was oiv ba'yirah. On chametz of hektish, you were oiv ba'yirah on chametz of hektish. So if you were oiv ba'yirah, there's no knas on hektish. If there's no knas on hektish, so then it'll be mutta after Pesach. So it'll be a dava girl and mama, it'll be me'ilah. So the Tanakam holds, that's why it's me'ilah. What's pshat now? There holds no me'ilah. Man yesh oimrim. Omer v'yechim Rav Nechunya ben Akonah. It's Rav Nechunya ben Akonah. Tanya. Rav Nechunya ben Akonah. He says, you have make a Purim k'shabbos. Even though, what he means to say like this, even though it's a difference between Yom Kippur and Shabbos, someone does malacha. On Shabbos, yichayev skila. On Yom Kippur, yichayev karas. And the halacha is that if someone is over a issa, is chayev misa, and he also has to pay money for that thing, he's potal, it's kamle rab b'nei. What happens if chayev karas? So Rechuyim HaKonah says, karas is like misa's bezdin. Rechuyim HaKonah, he says, Yom Kippur k'shabbos l'sumim. Ma Shabbos mischayev b'nafsha yichayev misa. Therefore, you part of a tashlum that's come late with the rabbi minay that you get the bigger oinesh after Yom Kippurim where you chayv karis mischayv and after you part of a tashlumim. Since you have a bigger oinesh of karis, you part of from paying. So, if you're Rechuyim HaKonah, the reason why no meila is because you chayv out karis out eating chametz. Therefore, there's no meila. But mashalikin, the first man they hold is meila because dava gerim lemamin. So Rashi just bavarns that we're handling this meila over here. So what are we talking about? If it was bemezid, so then there's no meila bemezid. We know there's no meila bemezid. If it was b'shoigig, so why are you getting karas? That's Rashi's question. Why is it called rabnei? Here you're eating on Pesach, you're eating on hektish. We're saying, according to Rechuyim HaKonah, there's no meila. Why? Because kamle rabnei, because even karas come rabnei. What was the case over here? Did you eat it bemezid or b'shoigig? If you had it bemezid, so there's no meila. If you ate a b'shoigig, there's no karas. So what's the case? That's the Rashi's kasha. So Rashi answers, no, it's not a problem. It's a mistake, he says the kasha. He says, because you were amazed klapei the chametz, and you were shoigig klapei the hektish. You didn't know it was hektish. So it's very good. You're amazed klapei that, and that's what Rashi answers. Tosfos actually doesn't have his teretz, and he says, talking about shoigig, and he says, we hold like chiskiya hold, the chayiv and misa shoigim is also part of the shlumim, who didn't karas. That's Tosfos wants to be chash. Look, it's Rashi and Tosfos here, how to learn Pasha Pshat and what the case is. It's interesting, Rashi is a Tosfos who's there and Tosfos has the Pshat, but that's the Pshat over here. Okay, that's Pshat number one in this Braisa and Machlekes. Rav Yosef Aymer, Rav Yosef says like this, that if it would be going according to Rav Shimon, then it would, Kuliyam would not be Me'ila. Why? He holds, there's no such thing as Dava Gerim Lamam and Kamam and Dami. And since right now, this Issa Hanah Chametz, it's not worth anything. It's no Me'ila. So Rav Yosef says, we're going according to Rav Yosef HaGlili, who holds there's no Issa Hanah ever. There's no Issa Hanah. So you can have Hanah from Chametz on Pesach. So maybe it is Me'ila. So what's the Machlekes? So Rav Yosef, what does that mean? On Pesach, we're saying it has a value because it's mutar b'hanah. So you have hektish here, you want to be poidit, and then you want to be poidit, and then use the chametz. You're poidit, put into money, use the chametz. The problem is you can't eat chametz on Pesach. So you want to be nedef. What do you do with the chametz? How do you nedef? Feed it to your dog. Are you allowed to take hegdish and paida to feed it to a dog? Maybe you're only allowed to paida hegdish to eat it, but you can't. So it's a machlokes. Could I be paida hegdish? Could I redeem hegdish in order to give it to a dog? So one of the holds, you could do it, and therefore, since it could do it, so it has milah because it has a value. But my name is loymal in paidim. You can't be paida to feed it to a dog because it has no value, so there's no milah. And Taisha speaks out this whole shayla of in paidim and yes paidim is a machlokes in the rabbanon because with the raisa anything that has tushus damim and nakdush aguf, you could. Be really be paid to give it to anything, you do everything you want with it. But the Maaseh says, there are bonon that it's a bazillion to be paid for that reason. Akaponim, that's the bira machlaikis between Baal and Loimal. If you do anything with it, according to Baal, I could pay the Machil Laklavim, so it has a value. According to Mandabaim, paid Machil Laklavim, there is no purpose, no value to it today, and therefore, there is no Mi'ilah on that.